This is an emotionally wrenching and important problem to recognize. And two mothers from Ellicott City and a father from Towson, after suffering maybe the deepest kind of pain, are working to promote awareness and hopefully prevention. We're talking about suicide and the fact that some 44,000 people die each year by suicide. Joining us now is Donna Curley. Donna, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Mary Beth, and I appreciate this opportunity.
Well, we're happy to have you, and you've been talking a lot lately because we know you were up at least talking to some of the Maryland delegation on Capitol Hill. How did that go?
Well, it was very exciting. It was last Thursday, February 9th, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it was about 210 people from around the country who all met in Washington, and we went to Capitol Hill, and everybody respectively talked with their own congressmen and representatives. They were very open. We were able to speak directly with Congressman Sarbanes and Representative Bartlett and Representative Van Hollen. And it was an experience I'll never forget. They were sympathetic, very kind, very understanding. And when we left, I believe that everybody felt we need to do more in our community to prevent the loss of life from suicide.
What were some of your goals in talking with them and future goals?
Goals in talking to the people on Capitol Hill was pretty much we need their support for some things before the Senate and the House right now. The Garrett Lee Smith Act supports education on suicide prevention primarily in high school and colleges, but they also do work with tribal communities, which is another area that needs attention. The other thing that we're speaking to them was the Safe Schools Improvement Act, which is to get more education to school personnel about bullying in our schools and about suicide prevention. And we need their support because there's not really enough being done in our schools concerning suicide education, identification, and prevention. Early education is the best prevention that you can possibly have. What I tell people, and what we tell people is, you know, from our organization, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, you have to be very direct. It's okay to say to someone, are you thinking of, are you considering hurting yourself? Do you have the means to hurt yourself?
Talk about it, is what you're saying. Put
it out there and use very direct terms.
Take it seriously.
Take it very seriously. And if anybody says, I know growing up we'd say, oh, this is so awful, I think I'll kill myself. It's not a laughing matter. It's something we should not teach our children to say in a casual way. Take it seriously. You turn and you look at that and you talk to the person right away. And if you think anybody needs help, use the crisis lifeline immediately.
If you could name one tangible goal for our area, what would it be?
To educate people about suicide prevention and reduce the stigma. I gave you two.
Okay, that's fine. We'll take it. Donna Curley, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Mary Beth, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate your taking the time.
And if you need help, there is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The number is 1-800-273-8255. And we'll also post that information on our website, WBAL.com.